A stated goal of President Bush's first weeks in the White House has been mending fences with his political opponents, and one of the president's most difficult relationships is with blacks. In protests, some members of the Congressional Black Caucus walked out on the certification of the election. Just a few days ago, the president met with the caucus to discuss issues including election reform and the nomination of John Ashcroft as Attorney General. Tomorrow, black leaders from all over the country will meet in Washington at a symposium being billed as a Black State of the Union. It's scheduled just before President Bush's first address to Congress, and its organizers hope to help frame the issues blacks will face under the new administration. One of the panelists at the symposium will be Harvard Law Professor Lonnie Guinier. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your vision of the state of black America?
Well, I am very excited about participating in this symposium that's being organized by Tavis Smiley, because it brings together a group of intellectuals as well as activists as well as more traditional black leaders. And I think that's the kind of conversation that we really need to have, rather than one that's orchestrated primarily by the media or held only in conjunction with electoral politics. So this is a much more substantive conversation, but it's also a conversation that reaches out to all members of the black community.
You're primarily talking to one another, or are you addressing the new administration?
Well, I am primarily talking not only to other black people, but to other white people who may be listening and who are interested in the kind of leadership for a more just and democratic America that I think the Black Caucus, for example, stood up for in protesting the counting of the Electoral College votes from Florida that you alluded to earlier. So I think this is a conversation. Certainly, if the administration is listening, they're welcome to eavesdrop. But for me, this is a conversation to the people of the United States, not just its present government.
What would you like George Bush to know?
I would like George Bush to know that for a majority of people in the black community, that is for 88% of black Americans, and for a majority of Democrats, that is about 81% of Democrats, he is not their president as far as a legitimately elected president. And I think that he needs to govern accordingly.
What would you have him do to fix that?
Well, I don't think that there's any one thing that he can do. I'm much more interested in having the people take back their democracy than having him try to fix a democracy that that he helped to put in jeopardy. I really believe that the efforts by his team in Florida, for example, jeopardized democracy for all Americans, not just for the particular Americans who were specifically disenfranchised.
What's a day-long conversation about problems facing black Americans likely to accomplish?
Energize people so that they realize that democracy is about the people and not just about the elected officials who happen to be occupying the White House.
How are you going to evaluate whether the meeting's been successful?
Well, for me, one of the great priorities is building a pro-democracy movement and trying to get people to articulate what they think a genuine democracy should have, not just one person, one vote, not just count every vote. For me, it's very important that we reconsider some of the state laws that permanently disenfranchise felons, such as the law in Florida that disenfranchised over 200,000 African Americans. These are people who have served their time and yet are being permanently denied the right to vote. I think we need to have a national holiday for Election Day. I think we should be considering alternative ways to elect members of Congress, members of local legislatures, proportional representation. There's a whole slew of reforms that we could consider. But the point is that these are reforms that the people have to want and then have to organize in order to get.
Professor, thank you. Lonnie Guinier is a professor at the Harvard Law School.